You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'll tell you what is not fun. The FDA has issued a warning. Did you hear about the eye drops issue?
Yes.
I guess there's 24 different brands of eye drops, the over-the-counter kind, that it turns out they're not sterile, and so therefore the risk of infections goes up, and they say some of these can be so significant it could actually blind people.
This is horrible. So, yeah,
cool.
See what eye drops you have, you know, check all the dates or whatever you're supposed to do on all this stuff and get rid of them.
Yeah, there's information all online. So if you're, I'm not an eye drop user. I can't put drops in my eye. In fact, I bet I've done it twice in my life. I just can't do it. Gives me the willies. Anyway, they say that what happens is that these infections from these non-sterile eye drops bypass some of your body's natural defenses. That's why it's so dangerous. So getting in through the eye. Are you a spender or a saver? You and I are both.
Savers. We love saving. Luckily, we're married somebody who's a huge saver as well, and that's kind of our little game to see how much we can save every month. It's kind of fun. It's cute.
I didn't do that.
You didn't do what?
I didn't marry a saver.
Oh.
We found a nice balance, though, so that's good.
That's good.
They went out and did a survey trying to find who's actually happier. And the poll says that being a spender makes you happier. And I would like to add, yeah, for now.
It's temporary, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be, you know, that train is coming down the track towards you. But they say in the short term, spenders are just happier people. La, 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 la,
yep.
La, la.
I got a spender in my life, Dom, who shall remain nameless. And we're very concerned of what retirement's going to look like for that person.
Right.
Very concerned. And that's why I'm kind of holding off on finishing my basement.
Yeah, she'll be living with you. Oh, so anyway, there's an interesting thing at the end of the story. They ask people, how much money does it take to spend on something before you consider it a major purchase? And I would have thought anything over $1,000, but according to the average American, it's $1,750. That's considered a major purchase.
Okay, yeah.
So that's going to be like a fridge, I guess.
Yeah.
Washer and dryer.
I've been pricing out snowblowers because mine crapped out, and that's about where the good ones land, $1,700. Yeah. Ugh.
So there's that. Hey, Nuggets won again. They beat Utah last night at home. The Avs are still off, but they'll be on the ice at Ball Arena tomorrow night against the Blues. And then I thought this was pretty cool. They released a list of the most expensive movie props that have sold at auction over the years. You'll like this, Jeremy. The R2-D2 unit. It was one that was made from parts from different Star Wars movies. That was number 9 on the list at $2.76 million. Actually worth more than Dorothy's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Which was number 10 at $2 million. Somebody paid $2 million for that. But, oh, and then at number 3, the iconic white dress that Marilyn Monroe, you know, she's standing over that
the grate
or whatever, and the air comes up and blows her dress up. That went for $4.6 million. But at number 1, and rightly so, at $6.4 million, the most expensive movie prop ever sold is a car. It's the James Bond Aston Martin from a couple of his films, Goldfinger and Thunderball. $6.5 million. That is a bad arse car.
Is it?
Yes.
Better be for that much money.
Have you seen the Aston Martins that they put out these days, what they look like?
Pretty sleek, huh?
Oh, my God. They're beautiful. I want one. But I don't have $6 million for a car, so let's go.
Your boys, Mix 100.
All right, couple big concert announcements. Some people coming to Colorado, and I'm stupid excited this morning because New Kids on the Block have announced the Magic Summer Tour 2024. They say they are going to be in town, Ball Arena, June 28th of 24, which I think is a Friday night.
It is a Friday night.
All right.
They did rename the tour, actually. They started it as the Magic Tour, but they've since changed the name. It's now the Don't Break a Hip Tour.
Slam dunk. Paul Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff will be accompanying the boys.
What has DJ Jazzy Jeff been doing the last 30 years?
He needs some cash. So he's like, yeah, I'll tag along.
You
anyway,
know,
I'm excited
for that whole lineup of Paula Abdul.
Yeah, that'll be good too. That's exciting. But
come
I'm
on.
There for the boys. Okay, and the other one caused my wife to yell at me yesterday because when I heard the announcement, I immediately started playing Creed as loud as I could on the home stereo, and she told me to turn it off.
Yeah,
all their songs
her.
Sound the same, but I'm excited. They're calling it the Summer of 99 Tour, and Creed's going to be in town at Fiddler's Green Saturday, September 7th with Three Doors Down and Finger 11. Banging concert, man. I'm so excited.
I will play some Three Doors Down here after the trending report. I'd like to play Finger 11. They had a couple of really
cool
songs.
They had some good ones, too, that were kind of tough sounding.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really excited. We've got a Friday night and a Saturday night show. Yeah, boy! So that should be fun. What else is going on? Today's Halloween, of course. Some crazy stats coming out about Halloween, one of which that I didn't even think about. This news station is warning people that Halloween candy can wreak havoc on your skin. They say the average American consumes about 3.5 pounds of candy on Halloween, and the excess intake of sugar can result in inflammation of the skin, which is going to give you that acne or eczema. Everything's going to flare up because you're pounding down the Snickers and Twix tonight. So be careful. You don't want pimples this week. Be careful. More deets coming out on Matthew Perry's death. They say now that a bystander found him in the water. He was underwater in the hot tub when they found him. They tried to prop him up, reposition him, but obviously at that point he had already passed away. An autopsy has been completed, but the official cause of death is pending because of all the toxicology reports, which can take up to like 30 days. To get
back. I'm confused by this story. I was reading it about an hour ago.
Yeah.
It was at his house, right? Hot tub at his house.
I know.
So how is there a
bystander? I know. Because yesterday it was an assistant that found him. And now it's just somebody that was walking by?
How somebody
that
just
seem
walking
right?
by in his backyard or something?
I know. I don't know where the hot tub was, but I don't know. Of course, his
It shouldn't
book.
Be that hard to release this information. It's not like giving away private details.
Yeah, who found
but,
him?
But, I mean, is his hot tub in his backyard? Is it in a public space? I mean, how is there a bystander?
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And to be expected, his book yesterday popped to number one on Amazon. And TBS is going to be doing a Best of Chandler Friends Marathon starting Wednesday, running through Sunday.
Because you certainly do want to monetize the death of a human being,
don't you?
No,
you're paying respect, Dom, is what you're doing. You're playing some of his best stuff. And as expected, I speculated yesterday if all the Friends cast were just going to release a joint statement, and sure enough, they did. Talking about how they're all devastated. They were more than just castmates. They were family. You can go pretty much anywhere on social and search that, and you can find the whole post from the crew from Friendsdom. Hey, did you see the most ridiculous items on Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop holiday gift guide? My God.
I kind of look forward to it every year because it's so fun.
So stupid. So expensive.
And I don't know how much she sells with this stuff, but even if she just sells one of each ridiculous thing,
she's making bank.
It
kind of
warms my heart.
There's some roller skates on there for $5,100, a 32-inch gong for $2,000, a Louis Vuitton baby wardrobe trunk for $73,000. On the top of the list was a 24-karat gold adult toy for $15,000.
Yeah.
Dang.
The G-Spot device.
Yeah, you're going to feel super classy when you use that.
Dang.
Oh, and there's some Parmesan cheese on there for $396. That's kind of fun.
They say in this story that they think the most ridiculous, and they may not be far off, is a tennis ball holder. It's made of leather, so you get a leather tennis ball holder, and for that, and it only holds 4 tennis balls.
That's it?
You pay $350. You know, this is one of those catalogs that's just for people who have so much money that they could buy anything and it wouldn't even make a dent.
It is. And it's just for goofy radio people to talk about something in the morning and poke fun, right. I think, too. All right, one final story. The parent company of Degree Deodorant and Axe Body Spray announced that deodorant sales are finally rebounding after the huge drop during the pandemic. Because we were all just sitting around, sitting at home, smelling like old cat turds. But now that they're making a lot of us go back to the office, we need to smell good, Dom. So people are buying the deodorant, the body wash, and all the spritzes and
just
perfumes.
Just get yourself some Coast soap, people. You'll be good.
What kind of deodorant do you use?
Ban.
Ban, yeah.
Roll on.
Nice. I think unscented. I'm a Degree. I switched to Degree. Mine's like a fresh linen or something like that. Unscented.
And I honestly know that people are going to roll their eyes, but I am that person. I'm sorry. I could go 5 days without putting on deodorant, and you wouldn't smell one thing. I just
You're just used to your own stink, I think.
No, you can ask any of the women I've been in relationships with.
I'm not saying
this makes me a better person. It's just a physical thing. I don't sweat, and I don't...
There's been a lot of women that have come and gone, Dom. Maybe because
pull them
you
all.
Stunk.
Pick anyone and call them. I challenge you.
You're like, oh, yeah, he smelled so bad, I had to leave
Even
him.
My exes will say, yeah, you know what? We didn't last the in the long term, but damn, he smelled nice.
Real nice, real nice. Yeah. I was always huffing his underarm. He was really into that. Is that a thing for you? All right, let's do this. Smell my pits, babe. Hey, make your way over to our Facebook page for the final Croctober of October. How about that? Today is something called Pumpkin Fun Cake. You're a pumpkin fun cake. It's essentially pumpkin cake that you make in the crock pot, Dom. Then you put it in a cup with a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and then you drizzle caramel syrup on top.
I would eat that.
Oh, girl. It's on our Facebook page, including a picture of me dressed as Rip as my Halloween costume, if you want to check that out. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Croptober.